Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm the presiding minister, Angela McCurdy, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, here for another afternoon, praising and worshiping the Lord, hearing and getting some good food for thought. I first want to give thanks to the great I Am and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for lifting my body up to allow me to come into your eardrums one more Saturday. There's a lot that I have to tell you. We got a lot of church announcements that I'm going to jump right in. First, I want everyone to know that today, later on in the show, stick with us because we're going to be interviewing spoken word artist Airline, okay? And she'll be coming on at about halfway through the show, and we're going to hear some of her wonderful spoken word thesis. All right, Bible study. We recorded Bible study Friday night on the 2nd. And I encourage everyone to go listen to Lesson 7. It was a very powerful lesson and something that I believe you all should know, as well as listen to Minister Kimberly Hovak's segment from the 25th of March, because those two kind of coincide with each other. So I want you to remember to visit the website, www.sisterpoochie.com. That's SisterPoochie.com. And freshen up on those two series. I think it will really bless you indeed. All right, coming up for the rest of the month of March, March the 10th, which is next Saturday, there will be no show, so you can enjoy yourself and listen to the archives. Also, March the 17th, we will be coming back with Christian Life Coach Minister Kimberly Hovak for her segment, Bringing a Powerful Word of God. March the 24th, we'll have an interview with another spoken word artist, Andrew Cullen, and also March the 31st, the youth are taking over the studio once again for Y4C, which is Youth for Christ. So I encourage you all to tune into that. Also, on Monday, we're going to be starting the first session of a 31-session series that I will be giving on in a webinar form of called The Story, God's Story, Our Story. It begins March the 5th. Every Monday it will be happening, at 7:30 p.m. Go to the ministry's website to register so you can get all the information on how to find us during that time. Woo! Okay, you know, I like to start every show out with a Bible verse. If you don't know, now you know. And today I'm coming from 2 Corinthians, 3rd chapter, the 1st through the 11th verse. So bear with me. And it's on about the division of the church. And this is something that's very important that we as Christians get an understanding about and also try to avoid. But it goes, brothers, this is a letter that Paul was writing. Brothers, I cannot address you as spiritual, but as worldly, mere infants in Christ. I give you milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready. You are still worldly. For since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly? Are you not acting like mere men? For whom one says, I follow Paul, and another, I follow Apollos, or mere men? What, after all, is Apollos, and what is Paul? Only servants, through whom you come to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task. I plant the seed. Apollos watered it, but God made it grow. So neither he who plants nor he who waters can make it grow. But only God makes things grow. The man who plants and the man who waters have one purpose, and each will be rewarded according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. You are the church. Also, at the website, there's 10 things all Christians should know that falls in there with that. At the ministry, we are striving to give you not spiritual milk, but we're striving to give you solid food so that you can grow up as Christians and as followers of Christ. Okay, let's get rolling with the show. First up on the mic is we're going to switch things around here, is the Dance Break by DJ Frankie Vibe. And let me tell you a little bit about DJ Frankie Vibe. Every Sunday, he mixes You know what? We're gonna start the show, and I'll come back with that information. Okay, I want to make sure we get this dance mix in. Everybody, this is DJ Frankie Vise, the dance mix for the week.
You're listening to Sister Poochie's Gospel House Mix with DJ Frankie Vibe. I bring forth the praise, she brings forth the word. God bless. yeah, get that praise on with Sister Poochie's Gospel House Mix by DJ Frankie Vi. God bless everybody.
I hope that got everybody's heart a pumping and their praise on, because the Lord and our Lord and Savior Christ loves when we praise them. We were born to praise them. Okay, that's just a small example what our resident DJ Frankie Vive does. So I hope everyone supports his ministry, because every Sunday at 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, he mixes at www.my959.com. And also, again, at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sunday, and www.andsowetrust.com. And every Tuesday between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, he does a live broadcast on www.themastersgroove.com. And every first and third Tuesday, you will be able to hear Minister Kimberly Hovac as well. But definitely go. He mixes for hours. We only give him 15 minutes here. But if you like gospel / house music, definitely go out and support Frankie in his ministry. All right, next up on the mic is the anointed poet, Robert Sales, with Demolition Man.
I'm the Demolition Man.
Well,
said I walk where I stand. Yes, I do.
I'm the Demolition Man.
And by faith he then comes.
Yes, it does.
Cause that's God's plan, yeah.
I thank God for the opportunity to be the man he's called me to. I speak healing over my body, and it's done. My mind, body, and spirit breathe one. Every word I speak tears down another wall of illness the devil thought could remain. I stop at every store of sickness in my body and shop for anything I need to take out as I begin to clear the mall of all things not of God, not of God. The stripes of Jesus cut up illness, so I chop them into indistinguishable pieces until they are no longer in me as I kill all symptoms not of God, and healed still. Afterwards, the Holy Spirit of God began to heal my body as I keep claiming my healing till the devil's presence
is no longer there.
He never will know illness. Tear me down when I speak healing. Where I stand, yeah,
I'm tearing down walls,
cause I'm a demolition man, yeah.
No longer do I worry because I'm demolishing the plans of the enemy for my life. I'm polishing
my life.
The surface which was scraped from random attacks on me. And from this day forward, as I destroy the devil, I'm abolishing all disease, all sickness, all symptoms I throw in the mosh pit. I watch them bump and fight each other until they are no more. I witness no more demons left standing on the floor. I watch the evil kingdom easily destroyed. I am bored. I keep claiming my healing.
And I seek healing. Because of my faith in God, it's already done. Thank you, Jesus, for the stripes that gave me power. Yeah, I can conquer every pain. The devil's out of power.
You need to know you can be a demolition man.
Because of my faith in God,
it's already done.
When I speak healing,
I speak healing.
The healing comes, yeah.
No longer do I worry because I'm demolishing. The plans of the enemy for my life I'm polishing. The surfaces which were scraped from random attacks on me. And from this day forward, as I destroy the devil, I'm abolishing all disease, all sickness. All symptoms I throw in a mosh pit, I watch them bump and fight each other until they are no more. I watch the evil kingdom easily destroyed. I am bored. I witness no more demons left standing on the floor. I keep speaking healing over my body until it's completely restored. For alone, I have nothing, nothing. But with God, I'm the demolition man. Destroying every attack of the enemy, all his plans. Taking no prisoners, waking up all listeners. He who has an ear, let him hear. I eat up the enemy like T-bone steaks and sizzlers. We are all demolitionists against the enemy. Destroying the devil while God sits. So let's grab our Bible, speak and proclaim. We believe it's already done by faith, and we will see from this day forward God's power will forever reign. Forever reign.
Demolition Man.
All right, that was Demolition Man by the anointed poet Robert Sales. And if you want to contact Robert, you can go to www.robertsalesonline.com. Actually, if you want to contact anybody who's ever been played on the radio show, go to www.sistapoochie.com. That's S-I-S-T-A-P-O-O-C-H-I-E. And you was under the artist contacts, you will find all the contacts of all the artists that have ever been played. And some of them, most of them have more than one contact avenue, so definitely check it out. And while you're there, don't forget to go to Bible study, and don't forget to check out the other resources we have at the website. Okay, next up on the mic, we're going to go reach y'all back for a little bit and bring some Moshe to the mic, and this is Mental War by Moshe.
Moshe, 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 Moshe. They calling me. They calling me. Calling me. They calling me to live from the pain, but the truth keeps loving so it still remains. He ran here begging to follow. You better do your homework. If he have a sovereign hollering. You wonder why? But pay attention, be wanna cry. The homes is this, in the streets is that. All we care about was fucking facts. You need a good man, but you listen to your friends. You're the down of the block, but you're scared of the cops. You listen to the gossip for the known and false prophets. You want them to stop it, but you don't want to start it from the time of Adam to the rise of David. Stop listening to them because we don't want to admit it. It can be so simple if you change your mental. It can be so simple if you change your mental. Love, unity, pays the price. Stop the war, damn, what I mean. Get it together, forget the weather. Women raise your kids, it can be much better. Stop listening, listen back to us. Stop listening, because the guy we trust. It can be so simple if you change your mental. It can be so simple if you change your mental. She talk about him, he talk about her. Stop supporting him, stop supporting her. Let's get it together, get it together. You, N-N-I-C-Y. I can change your mental with this bit on my tongue. I can change your mental with this bit on my tongue. I can change your mental with this bit on my tongue. I can change it, change it, change it, change it. I can change your mental with this bit on my tongue. I can change your mental with this bit on my tongue. I can change your mental with this bit on my tongue. I can change your, change your, change your, change your. Shema, shema, yes you yell, yes you yell. Shema, shema,
yes we yell, yes we yell, yes we yell, Elohim, Isha, Yehovah, Yezuel, Elohim, Isha, Yehovah, Shama, Shama, yes we yell, yes we yell, Shama, Shama, yes we yell, yes we yell, yell, Elohim, Isha, Yehovah, yes we yell, Elohim, Isha, Yehovah, Kuma nega, Kuma nega, Kuma nega, ah. Kumanerera 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 ah kumanerera 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 ah
kumanerera And if you want to contact Moshe, you can email him at nvgtr9@gmail.com. Okay, next up on the mic is Ken Folk featuring Heather Eckers with Forever. Heather, I apologize for pronouncing her last name wrong. But anyway, if you want to catch up with Ken Folk and see what about the rest of his music, definitely hit him up at www.reverbnation.com/BHEECEO. All right, at Reverb Nation. And also for all the young artists out there, if you want to definitely get your music out there and get people to purchase it, check out Reverb Nation. It's a good source of doing that. All right, I'm excited because we're getting to bring on Airline on the air for her wonderful spoken word pieces. Are you there, my sister?
I am here.
How are you?
I am blessed. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We can end the show there. You blessed, I'm blessed, everybody's blessed.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. Yes, praise the Lord. That's what we're doing all day Saturday. It's praising
and worshiping
the Lord. Well,
I want to welcome everybody to the airline with Free Miles. I am free, and I am an heir, and that is going to be the first piece here. It's
okay.
Titled, In Him, I Am Free, and I Am an Heir. Okay.
Well, my sister, I'll give you the floor, and take your time. We have plenty of time.
All right,
okay.
Wonderful. A lady not yet learned is bound to get burned until she understands she's in the master's hand. Then tables will turn. It's no longer a burn, but indeed a scar of just how far the master will go to heal her. Because he feels her, and now what reveals her is the spirit in her heart, what sets her miles apart. And now every inclination is about his destination, what he's made for her, how there's shade for her. She's learned to die, and that's the only reason why she can enjoy and endure a love so majestically pure. As it is, the refiner's fire, even her heart's desire is in him. And for the two of them, they are one, and we've only just begun to live in privileges ordained by him. So they follow the leader. He tells her that he needs her. She truly understands the envelope in his hands. It is sealed to her as messages revealed to her. So it is by faith, so it is by his spirit. We listen in silence so our hearts can hear it. She trusts in him. Her heart is believing and staying in him. She is richly receiving a purified blessing from God. Think it not strange nor odd that she worships him in spirit and in truth. Hearing one voice beyond crystal clear is all the more reason for reverential fear. Oh, thank God for heavenly places, the joy of love upon our faces, given to us to profess everywhere, I am free and I am an heir. Amen. Okay. That's the first one.
Amen. Amen. May I comment on that? That moved my spirit. That
praise
was wonderful. Oh, praise the Lord. Okay, you may go on. Woo.
Praise God. Okay, so now I am free and I am an heir, and now I'm going to give you the doorkeeper.
Okay.
Be all the doorkeeper you can be. Be all the doorkeeper you can be. Please be all the doorkeeper you can be. The first order of duty, acknowledge the door maker. Then learn to distinguish the knocks. Knock, knock, who's there? Yes, soldiers, be aware there's only two sides to the story. What's behind door number one? The sun and the shine. And now I define the light you just let in simply by listening instead of just hearing me, fearing me, or cheering me on because I wrote a poem. No, stay home, don't roam, don't let home alone, let make-believe leave home without it. See, you got to use your doorkeeper, American Express, and express yourself given the opportunity to explore what's beyond the door. Be all the doorkeeper you can be. Be all the doorkeeper you can be. Please be all the doorkeeper you can be. But wait a minute, I'm not finished. In fact, I just got started. Because see, when the sea parted, you realized that you had divine protection. Then why are you brokenhearted behind a sense of false rejection? I heard the knock of distress and I sheltered you from unfavorable conditions. You're not new at this. Get a clue at this and be all the doorkeeper you can be. Now, see, I went through that phase pretty much with regards to the origin of your playpen, and I pray, pen, as I write this. Step, step, pep up the step and regulate like bells and whistles at recess and educate a fool trying to use his tool like a 12th grade composition written all about how to build a house around the door to the house. Because, see, in my father's house are many mansions, and more expansion is destined in this lifelong reality. And if your mentality accepts that, mission accomplished, so be that and so be that and so forth and so on. Just be all the doorkeeper you can be. And let's get to the house. Let's move to the house. I'm at the house. As a matter of fact, I'm in the house, keeping the door. Because there's so much more we haven't touched. Like, why did you open the door for detrimental when destiny and divinity was on the way? In fact, should be knocking at your door shortly, but now division and distraction is knocking on the door now. And from that anxiety, you anxiously open the door, unsure of your priorities, of your duty call, but yet booty call is supposed to have something to do with it. Oh, now, since I said booty call as opposed to duty call, does that give me your undivided attention? Forget that fake honorable mention. Stay at the school and do your detention. Then think in terms of correction, direction. Remember the resurrection. Then maybe you can make the best selection and be all the doorkeeper you can be. Be all the doorkeeper you can be. Be all the doorkeeper you can be. Please be all the doorkeeper you can be. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay. So snap, I am snap. Free and I'm air and I'm the doorkeeper, and now I got one more and the coldest message you'll ever hear. Actually, I have two more.
Okay, you got two more.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The coldest message you'll ever hear. Okay.
All right.
There was silence in the dog pound. The cards were face down. No one had a clue I was yet to be found among the runaways, the ones who take it and run, the dunaways, the ones you wake when you're done. And it really didn't hit me till one Saturday night that it wasn't about the songs that I was going to write, but it was all about the movies, the books, and the fight to bring to you the coldest message I could with all of my might. Something for your minds and something for your fears to help you separate the facts from the wax in your ears. Like Januarys, they happen every first of the year. So let me be the first to make myself loud and clear, because this is the coldest message you'll ever hear. And as you sit back and relax, allow me to explain, because I'm not jumping tracks like a runaway train. I'm keeping the flow show, so when you arrive at the station, you can get on board and join the celebration. See, I got plans to penetrate the plans of the plantation. I see you got your tickets, but now where's your invitation? You might try www.itssomewhereinhere, because this is the coldest message you'll ever hear. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So now I am free, I'm an heir, and I'm a doorkeeper, and this is the coldest message you ever hear. Now we're going to get the tough stains out. This
okay.
is so titled, to get the tough stains out. So you say, I don't understand you trying to wash your hands, that I would not suppose who would wash your clothes. Heaven only knows, deeper as it goes. It's so hard to get the tough stains out. Whom the sun makes free is free indeed. And indeed I did investigate the seed of weed and came back from the lack of crack. And at some point in time I fought back in disguise, and I realized it's so hard to get the tough stains out. Therefore, if thine own eye be single, perhaps then you can mingle with the best, detest the rest, attest and address, stay blessed and be blessed, because it's oh so good to profess the powerful name of Christ Jesus. Still, it's so hard to get the tough stains out. Internalize and memorize, make haste out here to compromise. I've got souls out here. Battle cry. Some fools will become wise, but still, it's so hard to get the tough stains out. I'm just trying to reset the respect for our spiritual defects and deflect the disrespect I detect when someone desires to change. Still, it's so hard to get the tough stains out. Don't ask me why all the special effects. Quite frankly, my job is just to inspect And my personal duty is to double check. And with no disrespect or pun intended, when I double check, I find that some are a wreck, just waiting for a place to happen, because it's so hard to get the touch stains out. So I must be here about my father's business. And in this senseless visionlessness, who cares about affairs? Tears, tears, aha, aha, snares, snares. Sit your blankety blank down and fill in the blanks. Give the Almighty thanks and try to avoid the holes you dug for yourselves, because it's so hard to get the tough stains out. As I internalize and memorize, some fools become wise, some fools mobilize, and then some fools realize. This planet was shook by the sounds of the good book. Your ears were clapping, your feet were tapping, but your heart wasn't tapping into Christ Jesus. Strike the intro. Let me mess with my kin folks. If you are my blood and blood is thicker than mud, then tide is detergent and time is so urgent to get the tough stains out. Sin is my confession. Now class is in session. Wash me, Lord, renew the right spirit. Oh, Lord, my God, the poem I would that Shakespeare could hear. I'd agree with him that all the world's a stage, but after your last chapter, who can turn the next page? It's so hard to get the tough stains out. So who are you after for joy and for laughter? Do the pegs in the middle move you higher much faster? I'd rather love you more by breaking my personal alabaster. I am not worthy, oh Lord, but my master. Up by the root, you rotten fruit trees, drawing fruit flies, you wannabe killer bees. You swarm, you harm, and you infect with your charm. I got a message in alarm. Balls of fire are no longer for hire, because it's so hard to get the tough stains out. I don't need my sisters thinking they misters. I don't need my brothers thinking they mothers and the others thinking they are further along, because all along, Jesus is the true baller, the real shot caller. The Creeps is a crawler, the Chiefs is a staller, and your thoughts are smaller than his. Gee whiz, congregation, where's the conglomeration? Can you show me one love? Have we only just begun love? Is it only in fun love? When it's all said and done love, you can't afford me. It's so hard to get the tough stains out. See, you needed foil for your own paper plates. I got China for my own associate. And so she ate and he ate too. Still. This planet was shook by the sounds of the good book. Your ears were clapping, your feet were tapping, but your heart wasn't tapping into Christ Jesus. See, real G's are us, and at Toys R Us, you may find your Best Buy. You can't afford me. I am not for sale. Hail, hail, Lion of Judah. Rid us now from these spiritual barracudas. Blood-sucking leeches leeching away. New tide with bleach can't bleach those tough stains away. The tide is high and I'm moving on. I can see some things you're improving on. If you are my blood and blood is thicker than mud, then tide is detergent and time is so urgent to get the tough stains out. I said tide is detergent and time is so urgent to get the tough stains out. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus, and can make me whole again. Nothing but the blood of Jesus, because it's so hard to get the tough stains out. Amen.
Amen. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my, my. I have chills. I always tell people when I get chills, I know the spirit is in the room with me.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Those were absolutely phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Yes, I got one more for you, baby.
Oh, you got one more? But before you get on with your encore, before we get your encore, I got to ask you a couple of questions now.
Okay.
One, because everyone wants to know, what is your name all about?
My name is Free, P-H-R-E, because I am free. The sun has made me free.
Okay.
It is a name I have acquired in this spoken word arena, the name of Free. And the last name Miles is my family name.
Okay.
And the airline is because we are all heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. And I happen to host an airline teleconference line where all the heirs get together and fellowship in the Word.
All right.
It's the airline with Free Miles.
All right. I love it. Okay. You can let everybody know.
Let me just finish this one for you, my sister, because it is simply titled "It Is Finished." Okay. And it is very short. It's not as long as the others. Okay.
It is finished.
I said, Lord God, just give me a word. It doesn't necessarily have to be something no one's never heard. But that is from the heart. That is preferred. And so in my soul, something stirred. I got to thinking that beyond this screen is a wealth of love, love unseen, and how important it is to say what you mean and touch a heart with gladness. You know what I mean? There was a commercial some time ago simply said, the world may never know. But I beg to differ, because in the spiritual realm, knowing is absolute, knowing is at the helm. And so I know that love is appreciated. I know only material things are depreciated. I can bet my last and bet my bottom dollar that I don't have to scream and I don't have to holler for you to hear me, not as a scholar, but as one who has learned from the choke of my collar. While the anointing has destroyed all of the yokes, and while the wheel within the wheel has justified its spokes, while Tyler Perry's Madea still's got jokes, while Michael and Whitney's death is still messing with folks, I thank God that he's not a hoax, that God is real and that he loves you and me, that he's prepared a place in eternity. With that being said, and with all sincerity, I know that true love is a rarity, but oh my God, does it ever exist, because this very message is in the midst of one love. It is said of God's Son, it is finished, it is done. Of one love, it is said of God's Son, it is finished, it is done. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, you made me speechless. That's hard to do. That's really
praise the Lord.
You know, and those were words that reached into your soul and pulled something out for you to look at. It's something that, you know, there's a lot of different people out there doing a Christian spoken word, but I do want to say one thing about the pieces that you just did. Not only were they entertaining to listen to, they were educational.
Praise the Lord.
It was solid food for people to chew on. No more spiritual milk, which is what the reading for the day was from 1 Corinthians. And so I just have to commend you on the work that you're doing for the Lord through your poetry, because it's absolutely phenomenal. That's all I can say is phenomenal.
Well, I thank the Lord for raising you, my sister, to be available in this platform for people like myself to be able to express themselves in the gift that God has given them. I really appreciate you, and I thank you for the work that you're doing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You know, all glory to God. It's kingdom building. We all have a job.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And now, I need you to do a couple of things for me. First, I need you to let people know where they can reach you for, you said you did a conference call with all of the heirs getting together. Let the listeners know about that.
Okay, well, yeah, again, it's the airline with free miles. We come together as the Holy Spirit leads us to get in a group discussion, fellowshipping in the Word, and just enjoying ourselves together in the Lord, assembling ourselves together, okay?
Okay.
And
okay.
The information about when we will be gathering is always available on my Facebook page, which is simply the airline with free miles. It starts with the letter H. E-I-R-L-I-N-E, airline with free miles. That's where you can find the information.
Okay, and I also want you to email that to me because first
okay.
I have to say welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries family, which means you can never be a stranger ever again. We will
Amen.
Put your information on the ministry's website, and it will be up there until websites are no longer of value. But I don't see that happening.
Okay.
So it will permanently be placed on the ministry's website. So everybody who's out there listening, whether you're listening live or you're listening later, please re-listen to what the words that were spoken over you actually
Great.
Said, because there were some really profound things. And I don't want to give away the plot of the story, because sometimes you have to experience your salvation. No one can tell you about it. But definitely we're going to put your information on the website so everyone will be able to find you and get you on more shows. And don't be a stranger, please. Whenever
Amen.
You want to come on, just let me know.
Amen.
Me know.
Go ahead.
No, I would just say the Spirit told me, extend the show. And I extended this show. And that's why I tell you, take your time. For some reason, he said 20 minutes is not going to be enough. Extend the show. And I extended it just before you came on, and praise the Lord that I did. I'm glad the Holy Spirit works with both of us so that we can get the message out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the most important thing, is that message. Okay?
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Yes.
All right.
Hey,
will you have any part?
I just want to tell everybody, love the Lord the way He loves you. Amen.
Amen. It's just that simple. It's
yes.
just that simple. It
uh-huh.
is. It is. Okay. So don't
yes.
be a stranger. Definitely come back and bless us again, because you have truly enriched
and
our lives and blessed us today. Okay.
Well,
great.
I pray
and
the Lord will bless. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to try to get on that airline, you know, give me some freaking flying miles and when the air is
together.
Yeah,
the miles are free. The
that's
miles
great.
Are definitely
that's
free.
Great. Okay,
cool.
That's great. Okay,
well,
praise
I love you, and may the grace of the Lord be with you all.
Oh, I love you, too, and may the grace of the Lord be with you, and may the peace
right.
of Christ always abide in you. Okay?
All
everybody,
right.
airline.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Rather taste fame, girls, cars, and make dough. Fame is overrated. girls are overstated, cars rust and break down, and that dough you just made wasn't worth the price you put down. Hell doesn't have currency, it just has ingredients, soul, sulfur, and fire, nothing else will be expedient. Tick tock, the clock is ticking, you better get right while your leg's still kicking. You running around like a headless chicken, hell ain't Kentucky Fried and it ain't finger licking. My life without Christ was empty bottles with a cap on. I wanted to be filled with living water, but I couldn't turn the tap on. Jesus Christ turned on the lights in my life like clapping. I'm talking treasures you can't even get a map on. My life without Christ was an empty bottle with a cap on. I wanted to be filled with living water, but I couldn't turn the tap on. Jesus Christ turned on the lights in my life like clapping. I'm talking treasures you can't even get a map on.
Abandons his child because he ain't ready for responsibilities.
What?
Feel. See, a mother gives up on hope because she don't have the capability to do it on her own. And every day in this world, a crack baby is born and a child is deformed and someone's heart is torn. See, my boy lost his mom. She got raped by a guy that had AIDS and he deals with it every day. And his mom was close. And he turns to me for advice. But what can I do rather than pray God over his life and hope that he give him strength? His younger brother couldn't take it, he had a nervous breakdown, so now he's mentally stressed, he's mentally challenged. True story. See, God bless me mentally to write poetry that'll exercise your mind. That I write, the better I get. See, the more I glorify God, the closer to God I get. I glorify God in every piece like he wrote it. Real words are being quoted. They say cuz OD don't crack because his heart exploded. Some say I shouldn't have wrote it. They say I shouldn't spit it. But I spit a verse for everyone that has a gift and that's afraid to reveal it. Just let God use you. See, a talent is a terrible thing to waste. See, my job here is done, even if I only inspire one person in this whole place. I express myself through poetry, that's why I give it my best. If y'all feel this can't be my best, I go back and I write to God up here in the flesh, and okay at itself. Inspiring one person in this place, I inspire a whole building, a whole city, a whole state, a whole nation. Even better, I inspire a whole nother generation. I tell all the kids to say no to drugs because God is the most high, and besides that, he's free. Just imagine what God can do for you. Look what he did for me. Any situation I had, he put it to rest. It's not a day that passed, I don't feel like I'm not blessed. So as far as this music, I promise I can't rest until I see success. And I pray that God bless every line I spit, every mind I shift, every soul that I lift, every soul that I inspire with this gift. In my life, I will bet it. I was born to be a leader, I was born to conquer, I was born to prosper. God bless.